Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector. Every Wednesday, Mark, along with his special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark is a tested, certified, and professional spiritual medium, metaphysical teacher, healer, and spiritual advisor with a spiritual practice based in Seattle, Washington. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
The earth is a fine place and worth fighting for. Ernest Hemingway reminds us of the importance of sustainability, and we're going to be talking about that today as we welcome in a new decade, a new year, 2020. Happy New Year to you. And most importantly, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be in this beautiful, amazing, sustainable planet of ours. This is Inspired Living Radio. I am your host, Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector, coming to you live here in my studio in Seattle, Washington, the beautiful Pacific Northwest. And I want to just say thank you for joining me today. Thank you for hanging out with me the next hour as we talk about our Roaring Twenties, our version of what the Roaring Twenties are going to look like. Look at some psychic predictions, some things that I've been picking up on, and we're going to talk about, you know, some great things that are in store for you. Going to give you a positive mantra to talk about, to use, and we're going to give you some information about psychic, spiritual, healing, transformational, and again, some of the big words that I've been using with sustainability and what this decade is going to look like. There's a quote from Karl Marx that he talks about, history repeats itself first as tragedy, then second as a farce. And we're going to be talking about the patterns of the 1920s and what those 20s look like and where we're moving into our 20s and what our 20s are going to look like. And, you know, hopefully, you know, not repeat history. There's a, you know, the old saying that history doesn't repeat itself, but it often rhymes. And I always look at patterns and I always look at different forms of synchronicities to, you know, look at the road ahead. And we'll be talking about that for the next hour. So thank you so much. Grab your tea, grab your coffee, sit back, relax. Let's have an hour full of inspiration. I like to say be inspired, inspire others, inspire before we expire. That's always very important. And if you want to call into the live show today, I will be taking callers based on today's topic, psychic predictions, talking about the 20s, the Roaring 20s, our version of what the Roaring 20s are going to look like. Going to be talking about some numerology. And the positive affirmation for this show, for the first show of Inspired Living Radio going into our fifth season, in a new decade now officially in 2020, Happy New Year to you. And I want your mantra to be this as you move forward into this year, because this is an excellent time to really build on the achievements and everything that you went through in 2019. And the mantra, the Inspired Living positive affirmation for this show is, I am determined to achieve great things in 2020. I am determined to achieve great things in 2020, because like I said, in 2019, which was a universal year, the year of the three in numerology, it brought a lot of change for you, most likely, relationship change, career change, maybe even some upheaval and some people that were, you know, chaotic or antagonists in your life to get you to think about what you're doing, maybe change the way that you're doing things in life. And that's what 2019 was. There was a lot of amazing discoveries that I talked about this time last year in 2019, and I knew it was going to be a wild ride in 2019. But what it does is it sets the foundation for 2020, which we would call a year of being a master builder. It's a dedicated year to working and focusing on the great things that you want to do for your life. And in 2019, if you had a tough year, if you had a rough go, I promise you 2020 is going to be much better, because we're moving into a completely different energy of building, fixing, focusing, dedicated work. It's going to be some hard work, but through that, I know that there's going to be some great spiritual transformations, spiritual healing, and most importantly, most importantly, your own spiritual goal. If you want to call into the live show, the number to call at the second half of the show will be 202-570-7057. Chris, my producer, will put you into the waiting room until we can actually bring you live to air. If you don't want to interact with me live on the air, that's no problem. You can always interact with me through social media. And we have a couple pages that you can visit to post your question, join the community, get inspirational messages throughout the week. The first one is Facebook, and that's Inspired Living Radio. It's a closed community of about 1,200 inspired listeners around the globe that interact and post and share and encourage and inspire. You can post your question there. I will be monitoring that page for any questions that come in on our Facebook page. You can also follow us at Twitter and Instagram. Just look for the call sign of Inspired For Us. That is the number four. So Inspired For Us, the number four right in between Inspired and Us, because that's what we want to be. We want to be inspired for all of you out there. And you can also follow us on the main Ohm Times Radio page that you're listening to. If you found your way to this main page, this is the global player that plays anywhere around the world. No password needed, no username needed, and you can listen to our show from any device anywhere in the world. So welcome to Inspired Living Radio. And if you missed this live broadcast, no worries, we got you covered. Like I said, we've been doing this for 5 seasons now of Inspired Living Radio, and the live show will actually stream over to podcast, and you can catch that through iTunes, YouTube, SoundCloud, Podbean, Ohm Times Radio Archives, and of course I've got my favorite shows and links over at marklanehart.com. Just internet search The Intuitive Prospector, or just look for marklanehart.com. You can also follow me every Monday morning for my live Facebook, YouTube show called Metaphysical Mocha Mondays, where it's a half-hour show of inspirational messages for the week ahead, followed by the Healing Cafe, where I actually have direct conversations with people all around the world. It's quite amazing. Spiritual chats, free readings, either psychic or mediumship. Depends. It's like a spiritual box of chocolates. I never know what I'm going to get until I actually sit down, go live. And kind of doing the same thing with today's show. I've got a little bit of some notes in front of me that I'm going to talking about psychic predictions, but I also like to do things real time and improv without a lot of script or planning, because that's where your intuition flows. And so if you have a question on 2020, give me a call at 202-570-7057. Love to have a chat with you on what your roaring 20s is going to look like. And most importantly, if you want to follow me through YouTube, I've got my YouTube channel, which is growing in more subscribers by the day. And also you can find me through Alexa and Echo. Just ask to open up Positive Living and you get daily spiritual tips from yours truly. I do want to give an inspired listener shout out to a professional organization I've been with for 6 years. They've helped me to grow and to transform and move into the work that I do as a psychic, as a medium, as a spiritual teacher, counselor, healer, radio show host, is Shay Parker and her team at Best American Psychics. I've been with them for 6 years, and a couple years ago in 2015, I got an award called the Awesome Accolades Award for the work I was doing, and I'm humbled and I'm honored to say this year I've been honored with the Psychic of the Year 2020 award. So I'm very grateful, I'm very honored with that prestigious award to be given. That just shows that sometimes your work does pay off if you stay the course and you stay inspired and you stay engaged in trying to make a difference in our world, make a difference in other people's lives, but most importantly, make a difference in your own life. That's where it all starts. So thank you to Best American Psychics for that prestigious award. And I'm looking forward to what 2020 is going to be as Psychic of the Year. I guess more hard work and more responsibility for it, what it is that I do. So let's do a little spiritual prospecting for spiritual gold. Again, if you want to call in, the number to call is 202-570-7057. And I want to talk about the planet. I want to talk about what's going on in our world. I did some. I do a lot of research as a certified diver. I've dove all over the world, so I really connect with the planet. When I'm in the water, I look at, what's going on from a fire standpoint, as a background, as a firefighter, as a retired firefighter doing 2 seasons of wildland firefighting. I always keep a pulse on what's going on with major events in the world. Fires, tornadoes, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis, you name it. And there's a lot going on in our planet right now. And I think it's the planet's way of saying enough is enough. We need to start moving into sustainability. And that's what I want to talk about for our predictions of what we need to start being focused in on. Because like I said at the beginning of the show, Ernest Hemingway was spot on. The earth is a fine place and worth fighting for. And, you know, as we move into this new decade, sustainability is here to stay, or we may not be. Let me say that again. Sustainability is here to stay, or we may not be. And I just want to send, you know, my thoughts and positive healing out to the people in Puerto Rico, the people in Australia. One just suffered a major earthquake. The other country just declared a state of emergency for the entire country, something I've never seen in my lifetime with all the fires that are just raging through. Estimated at over almost a billion animals lost and over 24 lives lost. Let me say that again, almost a billion animals, some may even be extinct now because of those fires in Australia. And, you know, this is going on all around the planet. And when we don't pay attention to our signs, sustainability needs to be in place, or we may not be. I've always said that Mother Earth will survive no matter what. And she is a great landlord, but she's also looking at us as tenants saying, I don't know, you guys, you humans, you Homo sapiens, which is, the word itself, Homo sapiens, implies wisdom. But I don't know how wise we're being, guys, when we're not paying attention and respecting and honoring the place that we live with, the water, our forests, recycling, what we do. You know, from an ego standpoint, a lot of us are running that, but we should be from an eco standpoint where we respect everything, respect life, and connect to everything. I looked at the studies last year between the fires between the Amazon rainforest, the fires that spread through, Alaska, Russia, down in Brazil, Indonesia, the fires that are raging in Australia. Last year in 2019, guys, over half of the planet was on fire. I'll say that again. Last year, over half the planet was on fire. And those are signs. Those are things that we need to pay attention to. And, you know, I hope that we start to move into a place of sustainability and that we can, you know, really move into what Robert Swan talked about. The greatest threat to our planet is the belief that someone else will save it. It does start with you. It does start with how do you make a change, even in your own environment. What, you know, I don't do plastics anymore because I see plastic on every dive that I do. I stay away from plastics, plastic straws, plastic bags, plastic water bottles. I try to use sustainability, metal water bottles. I try to recycle and use, if we have leftover food, we try to put that in the recycling bin so it can be composted, especially here in Seattle. They're actually big in requiring you to do that. And I hope that people will start to pay attention to their own habits at their own level, because it does, you know, it is the greatest threat to our planet is the belief that someone else is going to save it, and we need to come together. And that's what 2020 is going to be. It's going to be about coming together. So, like I said, if you want to call in, I'm going to be talking about some numerology, some predictions about what I'm seeing for this year, how numerology plays an important part into each year. It's a 9-year cycle, if you will, and we're in a master year. We're in a master number year of 22, which is, 2 plus 2 equals 4, and that's how you get to the year of the 4 in numerology. But the 2-2 is a master number as well. And the master number of 22 is all about being the master builder. And when we start to become the master builder, our greatest gift during this time, during 2020, during this new decade, is the ability to really take your dreams and turn them into your reality through practical application, of course. And it's also a quest to start attaining self-mastery. Now, in 1920, there was great things that happened in 1920. And you may hear, you know, from history past, they talk about the Roaring Twenties. And we're moving into that same period for this decade. And in the 1920s, you really had a lot of things take place. You started to have more social, creating a consumer economy, which we're already here, and we have already created that consumer economy. We also started to see, fashion really come to life. You may know it from the flappers, or the music of jazz was really born in the 1920s. And so you've got fashion, you've got music that really started to make a change. You had the Model Ts that were really coming into over a million by that time. Henry Ford had made his millionth Model T by the 1920s. So we were starting to move into, you know, moving away from horse and buggy into a car format, which, you know, connects people more. It lessens travel because you can get to places quicker. And I think that we're going to, you know, I feel with some of the energy that I feel and the patterns and the trends that I see, the sign, symbol, synergy, and synchronistic events that I talk about all the time, is we're going to start to see some of those changes come back, those ripples return 100 years later into the 2020s, where we'll see some form of new music, some sort of new dance that will really inspire. And every generation has their music, you know, the 60s, the 70s. I was a child of the 80s, so I love the 80s music. But I really feel that there's going to be a new conscious form of music that's really going to inspire and connect people as we move into the 20s. I think fashion, when I see some of these fashion shows, maybe I'm just getting a little bit older, but it gets a little crazy when it comes to fashion. But I think fashion and music's really going to have a big important role in the 20s, in the 2020s, just like the 1920s did. The Roaring Twenties, you know, in 1920s, they were important because that era developed a lot of concepts, large government, which we still see to this day, consumerism, which we see whether it's Thanksgiving, Black Friday, Christmas, Valentine's Day, very much surrounded by consumerism. But we also saw a growth in individualism. And we're going to go to our first break. But when we come back from that break, I'm going to talk about the individualism part, because that was important not only for women's rights to vote, the 19th Amendment, but how a sense of freedom started to really play in. So we'll return here in 2 minutes. This is Inspired Living Radio. I'm your host, Mark Lanehart, and we're going to get into our own version of the Roaring Twenties. We'll be back in two.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community. One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
And And welcome back to Inspired Living Radio. I'm your host, Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector. Happy New Year to you. Happy 2020. I gave the positive mantra for the show, and I hope that you take this to heart, that I really want 2020 to be for you a year to achieve great things, and whatever those great things are for you. So I am determined to achieve great things in 2020. And that mantra rings true for myself as we move into our version of the Roaring 20s. Going to be talking about some upcoming things in 2020, but also within the decade. Some of my psychic predictions are going to be based on what I've seen over through history, through patterns, through signs, symbols, synergy, synchronistic events. One of the things I love about Maya Angelou, she talked about the more you know of history, the more liberated you are. And that's really true, because history repeats itself, but it usually not in the same format, but it does have a rhyme or a rhythm to it. And I believe and I feel that the 2020s are going to have a similarity to the 1920s. And when I was right before the break, I was talking about the things that really defined the 1920s, or what were they called back then, the Roaring 20s, was, again, the concepts of, you know, large government started to come into play as we came into the Great Depression. Between 1923 and 1929, we saw a lot more, where we started to see more global economies come to life. We started to see more investment come to life. And then, of course, 1929 was the Great Depression, which wiped out everything, wiped out, you know, people's finances, fortunes. People went from, you know, being middle class, upper class, to rich, to literally being in the streets, waiting in line to get bread and soup. So we don't want to repeat our patterns. We want to be mindful of, learn from that experience, because it was during the 20s that built up to the Great Depression, which then also started to build up to World War II. You started to see leaders come into play, you know, two that come to mind, Mussolini and Hitler, had started years before, almost 20 years before World War II, to lay their groundwork for what they wanted to accomplish in their own egotistical minds and control and power, and people didn't stand up to that. And I think we've learned from that, where people are not going to, so much as we move into 2020, are going to accept those same type of behaviors from world leaders. Whether here in the United States, whether it's around the globe, I think people are going to really start to speak their truth and get into more of that individualism. You know, in the 1920s was the amendments, both the 18th Amendment, which was prohibition to take away alcohol, and the 19th Amendment, which gave the ability for women to start voting. And that's only 100 years ago, so that's not very long. And now, you know, as we are in the 2020s, I think this decade will show us our first woman president. I think that we were going to see more leaders from as far as corporations. You know, the one person that comes to mind is the assistant coach for the San Francisco 49ers, the professional football team here in the United States, just hired a woman coach. So you're going to see more women in positions of power, coaching, politics, governing, you know, entertainment, and you're going to see more of an equability between men and women in this decade, because, again, it's going to give rise to individualism. And I also have to say that you're going to see more, not just with women, I feel that you're going to see more individualism with people being their true authentic self, whether that's the LGBTQT, you know, those that really want to be both men and women. I think you're going to see a rise with that individualism as well, and more debates around laws protecting people. You know, at the end of the day, we all bleed the same. So, you know, it's whether you, regardless of your background, your skin color, your eye color, your hair color, we all have the same internal organs and blood, and you know, we're really just walking each other home, as Ram Dass talked about, and may he rest in peace, as he transitioned into the spirit world this last year. And he talked about that all the time, that we're really just walking each other home, and how can we best do that? And by doing that is embracing everybody's authentic individual self. And I just feel in this decade, with, you know, a new rise of what you would maybe call a modern jazz, when it comes to music, more fashions that are really kind of push the boundaries, and of course more individualism, because it is those things in the 1920s, government, consumerism, individualism, even with all their inherent conflicts and contradictions, it what defines our society today. And that's why we, you know, people have the ability to have freedom, a free voice, freedom to vote, freedom to bear arms, you know, the rights of freedoms here in the United States, at least. That's not necessarily all around the world. But, you know, it's been built upon people that have come before us as stewards. And one of the words that really came to my mind as I was sitting about thinking about what I wanted to say on this show, because it is our roaring 20s and it's also some psychic predictions, the word sustainability really came into my awareness. And, you know, like I said, when it comes to sustainability, sustainability will always be here or we will not. And I believe that some of the words related to sustainability, ecology, climate change, energy, economics, biodiversity, natural environments, ecosystem services, ecological economics, ecosystems, these all are part of the word sustainability, quality of life, sustainable architecture, circles of sustainability, whether it comes to the food we eat, or the buildings rebuild, or even how, you know, you don't think about this, but there's even a way we've had, you know, guests on the show in the last four seasons. We had one lady that came on the show that talked about how much energy it takes to cremate somebody. So even how people, how we, you know, bury people, or as people leave the physical world and move into the etheric spiritual world, it takes a lot of sustainability to bury somebody, to cremate somebody, and you're going to see new ways of burials in 2020, because I think that's going to also play into sustainability. You know, those circles of sustainability, social sustainability. I think that we need to clean up some of our social sustainability, how we treat one another, how we interact with one another. You know, I always talk about and teach on, you know, be kind, caring, and compassionate, because you never know when your journey is going to end. And, you know, social media has driven division and conflict. News cycles, 24-hour news. I grew up, there was not a 24-hour news cycle, so there's that circles of sustainability. When I was growing up, the TV went off, went to the American flag, and then went to the white noise at midnight. But now, all hours of the day, you have 24-hour news, so the news cycle, social media, can really drive people to be opinionated, and it also gives you almost like a fire hose of information to drink from, what's real and what's not. And you know, in my past shows, I've talked about be informed, what feels right to you, not what necessarily somebody says, but, you know, come from the place of being kind, caring, and compassionate, because that's part of social sustainability and treating, you know, others as you would like to be treated. The golden rule, if you will, pay it forward, giving feels good, all of those great things that you should really be striving for. Even if you had a rough go the last year, it's always trying to find the good in the day and have an attitude for gratitude. And so the word sustainability as we move into 2020 is going to be very important. It's a word that I'm going to be teaching on all year, and I thought I'd bring it into this show because it is. It's about, you know, like I said, agriculture, architecture, social stability, you know, how we treat our oceans, how we use our resources, you know, whether it's food, whether it's water, whether it's recycling, as we start to get in, you know, we can apply environmental science, nature, earth science, atmosphere, environmental science, governance. How do you govern all of these different things in a way that benefits the many, not the few? So the word sustainability is going to be what you're going to really see in this next decade. Anything that ties to sustainability, and that could be, you know, entrepreneurship, renewable energy. There'll still be competitive in the renewable energy space. I don't see coal coming back. I actually see it quite the opposite. Anything that is, you know, environmental friendly will really start to take off. Renewable energy will start to take off. Anything that pollutes the air or our oceans, I really see that companies are going to start paying attention and really start making a difference of sustainability, recyclability, you know, with more of a focus on environmental. Now, we're going to still see our major tragedies. Those, you know, I'm not a gloom and doom kind of psychic. I always say that the glass, I, you know, the glass is always half full for me, but there will be people that will always debate and be like, the glass is half empty. And some people will say, oh, shoot, I never even got a glass. So you're always going to have difference of opinions, which is, you know, which is rightfully so, but it's also about how you feel about your world and how you interact with your world. And we're still going to have our tragedies. We're still going to have our wars, unfortunately. I'm not a big fan of war, but I actually see quite the opposite in my psychic predictions, that we're going to see some major conflicts in 2020, even possibly right here in the United States, with the real divide that the United States finds itself in, based on ideologies, based on belief systems. And, you know, my hope is that people will draw together and come together as one and not have division of, you know, political parties. You see it really big right now. I always remind people when somebody tries to goat me into getting into a political debate, I first tell them that the word politics, actually the root Latin word for politics is community. So politics is actually supposed to bring people together, not divide people. And if you go back as a student of life and history myself, you'll know that the Constitution and our founding fathers here in the United States did not want political parties. They actually created the system, getting away from all of the violence and the blood that was shed in England over their history, based on political parties and rivals. So you're going to continue to see that in 2020, especially as we ramp up to a presidential election, as you see more people start to get engaged and really get into sustainability and individualism and really expressing themselves. And that's what the year of the four is going to look like from numerology. It's going to be dedicated work. And if you really want to make a difference in the world, in your politics, in your job, in your relationship, in your community, it starts with you guys. I'm not telling you which way to go. I'm not telling you which way to vote. I don't do politics. I'm not left. I'm not right. But I'm all about moving forward and moving forward what's in the best interest, you know, especially as we just came out of the age of Aquarius. That's what the last year was, as the year of the three. It's a universal year. And, you know, pay attention to all the great things that we did discover in 2019, because there's going to be even more discoveries in 2020. But along with, you know, I'm thinking of Star Wars, you can't have the bad without the good. You can't have the light without the dark. You can't have the Jedi without the Sith. And I just watched the last, The Rise of Skywalker, which for those of you that follow my work know I'm a huge, huge Star Wars fan. So it's the ninth film in the Star Wars universe, which nine means completion in numerology. And there was just a lot of connections for me. Yes, I did get teary-eyed. I did cry like a baby, I'll be honest. But I grew up with Star Wars. I was 5 years old when the first Star Wars came out. And it just shows that cycles do complete and things can change. And you can't have one way of doing something. That's a dictatorship. You have to have democracy, which can be chaotic and crazy, but it gives people a voice. And that's what I'm saying with the balance of the light and the dark, the yin and the yang, the Jedi and the Sith, the positivity and the negativity. And I do feel that there will be some great things that are going to happen for us in this decade and in 2020, but most importantly for you. I believe that we've built on the year of 2019, and for some of you, it was probably a really rough year with change, universal change, and now we're building upon that to lay that foundation, that strong foundation, because what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, and you're very strong now, ready to move into the year of 2020 with your positive mantra, that is, I am determined to achieve great things in 2020. And I'm right there with you. I'll ride this train all the way. You know, there's a quote that kind of comes into my mind from Field of Dreams, one of my favorite top five movies. If you build it, they will come. And, you know, I'm just even reflecting back on my own spiritual practice that started over a decade ago in 2008 when I started to step into my own spiritualism, psychic, mediumship, doing readings. Is that really what I wanted to do? Is that who I was? You know, my experiences and my, you know, growth from the loss of both of my brothers through great tragedy and trauma, my own near-death experience. And here I am a decade later, you know, doing a radio show, which I love, Inspired Living Radio, and I'm Psychic of the Year. How cool is that? So what I'm trying to say is believe it, see it, achieve it, ask, believe, receive, it will all come your way. When you're in alignment with yourself and you're in alignment with the universe, whatever your belief system is, or no belief system. Some of you out there may not even have a belief system, and that's fine. But that ripple effect, regardless of the laws of physics, what ripples out does come back. And if you build it, they will come. That's a quote from Field of Dreams. And I believe that for this decade, that we're going to build some great things. But in order to build great things, sometimes you have to take things down and destruct them, ways of thinking, institutional formats, politics, governments, social media. And I think that people will start to step into their own power of individualism in the 2020s. And you're going to see even more rise of the woman power in 2020, just like when they got the right to vote in 1920. So if you build it, they will come. And with that as well, though, you're still going to see, like I said, from the doom and gloom side, I believe that you're going to still continue to see some really big world events. Specifically, the water aspect comes to my mind. You're going to see some epic flooding still. I still think that we're going to see some major rises, coastal rise. But countries that will be impacted, really, when I sat with this, was Spain and Portugal. The coast of Portugal really is been on my heart. And also the country of England, where I study. I'm a British trained medium, and I've gone to England for the last decade studying, doing DEMS, going to a college over there. And I really love the country. And I did my DNA roots, and guess where I'm from? I'm from Norway. I'm from that part of England. Even I have a relative in Stansted, where I went to the college. Who would have thought that I would discover that in 2019? But I'm just from east of Amsterdam, so I've got a lot of Norwegian in me and a little bit of England in me as well. So I think you're going to see some major flooding along the coasts of England, specifically the Cornwall coast comes to mind. St. Ives, a place that I visited, beautiful country, the Cornwall coast, if you've never been there. But I have to say that there's going to be some rising the oceans and some major flooding in those countries of Spain, Portugal, England, as well as Indonesia and India. And I do feel with the climate change, again, the word that we want to think about is sustainability, we're going to see some places that don't get the normal type of weather they do. Some of the deserts around the country, around the world come to mind, where they'll actually get snow. We're going to see those sea levels rise, continue to rise, and major flooding, specifically for the East Coast as well. The East Coast of the United States, along the coastline of Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, really come up on my radar for major flooding, catastrophe flooding, kind of what Italy, Venice saw this year with St. Marco's Square in about 5 feet of water, underneath water. So I think we're going to continue to see a lot of those, Indonesia, India, like I said, but mostly the coast of Spain and Portugal, that section of the world, and England, the White Cliffs of Dover, and the Cornwall coast really come to my mind. Hurricanes, of course, weather is going to be consistent, and when we come back from our final break, I'll get into the psychic predictions and talk about what's to come in 2020. This is Inspired Living Radio. We'll be back here in 2 minutes.
Cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
I'm Kathy Williams, host of Sexy Mom Abundant Life radio show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. On the show, we explore living abundantly in every area of your life. Ways to let go of limiting patterns and beliefs and to step into the flow of creativity and possibility. knowing you are supported by the universe.
Death Row Dogs Rescue is a 100% all-volunteer, no-kill rescue 501c3 nonprofit organization. We are run solely by volunteers who dedicate their time and resources for the past 30 years to rescuing homeless pets from the streets in Los Angeles and surrounding areas, and from city and county animal shelters who are on death row, often moments away from being euthanized. We provide housing, medical care, and training to these neglected, abused, and often severely injured animals. Donate now, save a life, and allow these beautiful dogs to experience a home life filled with love. All donations are greatly appreciated and are tax deductible. Please visit www.deathrowdogsrescue.com to see some of our amazing dogs who need homes. Do not breed or buy. Make adoption your first option.
And welcome back to Inspired Living Radio. I am your host, Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector, live here in Seattle, Washington. Again, if you missed the live show, you can always catch our podcast over on iTunes, YouTube, SoundCloud, Podbean, Home Times Radio Archives, and of course, just visit marklanehart.com to catch my favorite episodes that I've done over the last 4+ seasons of Inspired Living Radio. And we have amazing guests still coming up this year, guys. I'm scheduling right now to have some amazing teachers, authors, some surprise guests I can't announce yet, but I'm looking forward to working with all of them in 2020. And like I said at the start of the show, your mantra for this decade, for this year, is I am determined to achieve great things in 2020, and that you are. One of the things that I was talking about before the last break there was about the world events. We're going to still see world events, whether it's hurricanes, the level of flooding that I'm seeing when I sit and meditate, and some of the things that I see, which is sometimes a burden because I hope that I'm wrong. I'm not a doom and gloom psychic. I'm not a psychic that's going to tell you the winning lottery numbers. I'm not a psychic that's going to tell you when you're going to die. I'm not into the whole entertainment business of psychic and who's going to get married and divorced and who's going to have a baby. I look at more of the planet, and I look more of patterns in society. And one of the things that I'm currently seeing with the division, because we have so much communication out there, is the quote that Plato talked about back all the way back in 427 BC. I had to get a drink of tea there here real quick. And back in 427 BC, Plato talked about this, and this was back during his time. Strange times are these in which we live, when old and young are taught falsehoods in school, and the person that dares to tell the truth is called at once a lunatic and a fool. Times haven't changed that much. There are times when I'm talking about what I see, sometimes, you know, whether it's psychic or whether it's predictions, you know, I've been called everything from a con artist to Satan to the son of the devil. And it just shows you that times really do not change. People do not change. Sometimes thoughts change. Sometimes mindsets change. But even back during, you know, the years of Plato, he talked about strange times are these. And there's just a lot of information out there. And so what I would challenge you to do with some of the teachings that I teach on is go within. Take the time to disconnect so you can find the time to reconnect. Have prudence. Prudence is being informed, reading, paying attention. You know, what you allow is what will continue. That's a big point. What you will allow is what will continue. And history doesn't repeat itself, but it often rhymes. And we don't want to have a rhythm of having a great decade of 2020s, but leading us into another great depression, just like it did in 1920, leading us to a second world war. We don't want a great depression, and we don't want World War III. So we have to start thinking about how we can change our behaviors. You know, those who can't learn from history are doomed to repeat it. That's from George Santana, and he talked about that all the time. But the one thing that, you know, all the way back to Plato's time, 427 BC, strange times are these in which we live. And it is. And, you know, it's going to continue to get a little bit weirder. I hate to say it, but we're going to see some major events. We're going to see a hurricane still. The weather is only going to increase and intensify. We may actually start to even see our first Category 6 hurricanes. That wasn't always the case. At one point, the highest category was a Category 3. But I always think about how times change when you think about, like, the Olympics, the high jump. At one point, the record was just under 6 feet for the high jump, and now you're getting up to 7, 8, 9 feet. So times change, people change, the weather will change, and we will start to see even some major hurricanes in this decade. Not so much in 2020. I feel like this will be 2021 where we'll start to really start to recategorize weather patterns, whether it's a hurricane category 6, whether it's a tornado category 6. Right now we're all the way up to category 5s. I do have to say the major hurricanes that will happen, I do see them obviously hitting the U.S. like they do. That's the Gulf Stream pattern. So it doesn't take a psychic to predict that the East Coast is going to continue to get hammered with hurricanes. But specifically more Texas, Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, and South Carolina will see some big hurricanes this year come in right around September, October timeframe. Earthquakes, of course, will continue. We have earthquakes here in the Puget Sound, the Pacific Northwest. But specifically China comes to mind, Indonesia, and of course Mexico. The part of Mexico City down going into South America, that little strip there really stands out between the Pacific Ocean and the Yucatan Peninsula. That area of the country, that area of the world in Mexico, South Mexico, really comes to life with earthquakes, major earthquakes. Of course, Japan, the Ring of Fire, Chile. I also see Iceland having some major earthquakes in 2020, and including a possibility of even something greater than 8.0, maybe even pushing closer to 9.0. Again, the weather will intensify. We will start to see and set new records. We will continue to see rising tides and major flooding. Some volcanoes that come to mind, of course, Hawaii is always active, and Japan, the Pacific Ring, the Ring of Fire, that will continue to have more going on. But also Mexico going into South America, that whole strip between Mexico and South America really is coming up on my radar when it comes to earthquakes, tsunamis, volcanoes. And of course, I can't forget about where I live here in Seattle. Beautiful area, but also could be very dangerous and violent in a matter of minutes. Things could change. So I do see the Pacific Coast, the major fault line that runs up off our coast here, called slip models. There's slip models that they're looking at. And I do see that we're going to see a major earthquake here with a tsunami, both in Alaska and the Pacific Coast. But also moving over into Northeast Atlantic and the Mediterranean, there's going to be some big tsunamis. Maybe something similar to what we saw in 2004 that killed over 200,000 people in the one that struck in Indonesia. I just feel like there's a big a wave coming for what we're doing. As far as politics, like I said, people keep asking me, some people are love where the country's going, and a lot of other people hate where the country's going in the United States. I have to say, though, that there's a big change coming, and I see as part of the rhyme and rhythms of the 1920s, I find that perhaps the most remarkable development of the 1920s, and again, this is 100 years later, this is our 2020s, was a change in how people saw themselves. I feel from the psychic energy, from metaphysic, spiritual energy, to the vibration and the frequencies of life, I feel that people are going to start to see themselves evolving, becoming awoke, if you will, really tapping into conscious things. You see this with the millennials. They don't care about 9-to-5 jobs. They don't care about a paycheck. They're looking at bigger things or not doing anything at all. But we can say that all about generations, what they said about the generations from the 60s, what they said about my generation, Generation X, the baby boomers. Every generation has something to say about itself or the generations that came before them. But in the 20s, we started to see people change how they saw themselves. And I think that's going, when people start to see a change in themselves, they see a change in their society and their culture and their ways of doing things. And I do feel that there is going to be a change when it comes to politics, when it comes to presidential elections. I think some of the things that have happened over this last couple years, the antagonism, the chaos, it gives you a perspective of what you want and what you don't want. And that's being informed, and that's using prudence to decide what's best for you. Because it was the work of Freud, that he was, gaining influence during the 1920s. You saw, the rise of, just sexuality and self-examination entered popular thinking. It was a group think of just, sex was never talked about really until the 1920s. And then Freud started to, from a psychology standpoint, started to open those doors. Most of the country in the 1920s started to move into that exploration and that how they saw themselves in the world. And of course, we had consumerism where we started to buy and that our stock market was created. And, you know, it was really a decade of discovery and movement towards discovery of your authentic self. And I feel with this 2020s, we're going to see more of that. You know, of course, when the Depression hit, we got into communism and socialism. But for me, it's about the energy of the 1920s that is going to reawaken the principle of the individual, really, at the basic unit of society, and the principle that has driven our culture, our society, our economics, and our politics ever since. And I think and I feel that the 2020s is going to have a lot of similarities to the 1920s and how people see themselves, how they express themselves, how they interact with the world, but also come back to that word sustainability and using those strong words. And, you know, you could just look up sustainability and see all the things that play into that. You know, the words associated with sustainability has far-reaching tentacles and change behaviors that can really get people to be involved. And I think that you're going to see that with politics. I do see a change at the top levels of government, including the president. I have to say, I keep seeing a big letter B, and again, our first woman president in this decade. You know, just from a psychic standpoint, but specifically with the one coming up in, because I know some of you have been waiting for the final version of this show. I guess it's kind of like the conclusion of this show from Psychic Predictions. I just keep seeing a big letter B. Now, you know, I'm not going to get into the name. I don't know who the name is or who the B is, but it's the B is, you know, can be the last name of the person, but I just keep getting a big strong letter B for better. There's a better way, and people are going to support that. And again, remember, freedom is not free, guys. People paid a lot of prices and sacrifices to allow us to give the ability to even hear this radio show in this day and age. And it's important to vote. Vote with consciousness, vote with feeling, vote with being informed, and vote with prudence for what's right. Yeah, big letter B for the next presidential election. B for better. And I do see a woman president within this next decade, because it's playing in to the 1920s, but it's our 20s, but it's that same pattern, that same rhythm, that same rhyme, where we start to think about how we see ourselves, how we see others, and how do we move forward in a better way for all. You know, you're always gonna have people that don't wanna, you know, move better for all, wanna move better for self. You're gonna have, you know, like I said at the beginning of the show, you're gonna have people that are gonna say the glass is half full, the glass is half empty. Some will say, I didn't even get a glass. But, you know, it really comes back. My mentor has really pounded into my head over the years when it comes to spiritual awakening, spiritual development, and the spiritual pathway, is the problems that we face are irrelevant. It is how we respond to these problems that makes the biggest difference in our lives, how we feel. And again, your mantra for this show is, I am determined to achieve great things in 2020, because I really do believe that we can do that. I really do believe that we can move forward and come together as a people and have sustainability for our culture, for our way of life, for our planet, for other belief systems, for other cultures around the planet. And, you know, I think we're going to see even bigger breakthroughs when it comes to travel. Space travel is just right around the corner, guys. You're going to see explorations and mining of materials out in space, including asteroids, within this decade. I do see our first mission to Mars in this decade. Also, a moon planetary moon base, if you will. Space travel for tourists, just like flight took off in the 20s. Radio took off in the 20s. I see even more of that moving up to that next level of travel, if you will, into the outer layer. So I think we're going to also have a big discovery when it comes to first contact, guys. I think we're going to finally realize that we're not alone in the universe and that there will be a form. Now, it's usually not going to come in the form of little green men, but there will be a contact of intelligence within this decade that will show us that we're not alone, that we are connected, and that there is intelligent life out there. If it hasn't come through already, I'm not sure our government would let us know, but we will find out in this year and in moving into the next this next decade will open up. And again, it's the year of the four, guys. It's the master builder year when it comes to numerology. So, you know, numbers and numerology, they build on each year through a 9-year cycle. And the, like I said, the three universal energy was about creativity from your what you completed in 2019, and the four, the universal energy, is building solid foundations. And that's what this next year is going to be for you specifically. The four energy is all about moving into changing your mind and really bringing in your dreams into your reality and building upon those. It's the dedicated worker, but it's also a master number of 22, which is the master builder and creating great things. And we're going to see that this decade. Technology, medicine, global sustainability, space travel, nanotechnology, artificial intelligence, that is all going to come into play. So great things, but also in the back of your mind, just know that the world is has a history of violence and will continue. That's not going to cease. We're still going to have major storms and loss of life. And that's why it's important to live in the moment, find the magic in the moment, and make the best year you can, knowing that you are determined to achieve great things in 2020. So make it your roaring 20s, and I'll be back here in a few weeks with another episode of Inspired Living Radio. It's been awesome hanging out with you this morning, this afternoon, or this evening, wherever you find yourself in this world. Again, if you want to work with me, you can go to marklanehart.com, internet search The Intuitive Prospector, or come back and join me here on Inspired Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. Until our next soul adventure together, be kind, be caring, be compassionate, and most importantly, dare to dream, dare to explore, dare to live.